The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 326.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is the founder of Neha Asar Henna Artistry, and I'm really just excited to have her on and share her story and journey with us today. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Neha Asar. Neha, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hi, Sheena. It's so nice to be on the show. I feel honored to be on your show and talking about self-confidence. So my name is Neha Asar. I am the founder of Neha Asar Henna Artistry. I'm located in the Southern California area, and I basically travel on site for all of my work, whether that be around the nation or even, you know, out of the country. And I've been a henna artist for 23 years. It's just the artwork has been my backbone throughout my life, and I don't think I'm ever going to give it up.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. Neha, what's your cultural background?
So my parents are both Indian. My mom is from New Delhi. My dad's from Bombay or Mumbai. I was born and raised here in Southern California, and so I am 100% full Indian, Southeast Asian.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Well, that's a really tough question, because I feel like with quotes, there are definitely so many that are so straightforward about, you know, having to be confident and whatnot. But I also think that it has a lot to do with perspective. You know, some people can read a quote and take their own perspective on it. So I have a quote that's not directly related to self-confidence, but it's, you know, I interpret it as a way of becoming a stronger, more confident person. And the quote is, "The same boiling water that softens potatoes hardens eggs. It's more about what you are made of, not about your circumstances." So to me, that quote just screams loud and clear that no matter what, you just have to be strong inside and know who you are and own up to who you are and who you want to be, and regardless of what people say or think about you, like, just hold your head high and confidence. Know that what you are doing is the right thing for you, and just trudge forward and get to where you want to be.
Thanks for sharing that, and I really love that quote that you mentioned. It's, you know, a great metaphor to know that whatever happens in life, you know, it's up to you to create whatever change that is, because we all go through obstacles, right? We all have our bad days. There's days where we feel like we don't want to show ourselves to the world, or, you know, we encounter our most lowest points ever, but it's up to us to get back up. It's our responsibility to go out there and, you know, make the changes in our lives, right? It's our responsibility. So I really love that quote that you mentioned. It's actually the first time I've heard it. So, and I think it really resonates with self-confidence, because that's what it's about, right? Just having that confidence to go out there, having the courage to go out there and make the changes, no matter how scary it may be, or what people might think of you, especially, you know, growing up as an Asian woman, it's not always the easiest when, like, your family and society is, like, you know, in your case about everything. So
that's a whole nother podcast.
Exactly. But thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
So my personal definition of self-confidence is just letting go of what other people think or say. But even beyond that, you have to look inside and see how you judge yourself. You know, like, if you are trying to stick to a certain regimen and for some reason you slip off of it and you're being so hard on yourself, like, I don't think that's acceptable. You know, like, you should just say, you know what? Yeah, you slipped up. It's time to just get back on your regimen and, you know, not be so hard on yourself. Always love yourself. And when you have all of those things in line, I'll be the first to admit that it's so hard to maintain that and stay on that positive train of thought and that loving, you know, that self-loving train of thought for a very long time. But it definitely works, and it shows, like, what you're feeling inside shows on the outside, and that confidence just radiates. And all of a sudden people that are saying and thinking bad things about you, like, they just disappear because you don't see them anymore and you don't care about them anymore. So that kind of takes your confidence to the next level.
Thanks for that great definition. And, you know, I totally agree with you. We are our own worst critic. When we do something bad, it's like we dwell on it for so long. I mean, I still do that from time to time. And it does take practice to, you know, switch that thinking to be kinder to yourself versus being so mean to yourself. And,
yeah,
you know, we're all guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. Like you mentioned, you're guilty of it. And it's something that we all go through. But it's learning to change our thinking, and doing that every single day will help us, right? Kind of like writing writing a bike. The more you do it, the easier it gets. So,
of course.
Great definition that you mentioned. And, you know, Neha, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I think I was always just worried about what other people said and thought, and every little thing would affect me, you know, and I would find myself just being quiet all the time, agreeing to things that I didn't necessarily agree with, wouldn't speak up for myself. I would just cry about certain things. This is something that I've dealt with for a very, very long time. And I think over time, you just come to the realization that, you know, life is short, number one. Number two, you know, I try to take a step back and look at my life from like a broader perspective. And I'm not going to say that I'm like proud and, you know, I should put myself on a pedestal for all the things that I've accomplished in my lifetime so far. But I can look back and say, you know what, you've come so far. Like, I appreciate all of the things that I have. I'm so grateful for all the things that I have. It could be like the tiniest little motor skills that got me to becoming such a great henna artist. Like, I feel really blessed, you know, like I feel blessed for the opportunities that I've had to work in Hollywood and, you know, work with all these celebrities and on the red carpet. But mainly, like, I'm so blessed that I have this gift of art that has been my backbone and has helped me through like the most difficult times of my life, whether it be emotionally or financially, or it's just so meditative. It like puts me at peace. So, you know, things like that.
Thanks for sharing that. And I'm pretty sure a lot of women, you know, have gone through what you've been through, you know, worried about what others think of them and, you know, not standing up for themselves because, you know, part of them feel like they're not worthy when, you know, in the truth is we are all worthy, right? We all deserve a better life. It's just going out and doing it and taking action. And like you mentioned, you know, doing henna is like, you know, something you love doing, something that gives you peace, something that's, you know, meditative for you. It's like a form of self-expression. And, you know, you've been able to turn into a career that you love. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
You know, I love it. My schedule's like super full, but it gives me the confidence that I need to go on with my daily life. Because, I mean, aside from henna, like, I have a full-time career. I am an engineer full-time, and I work as a project engineer. So, you know, that's like 9 hours out of my day. And then when I have my henna clients, I put in even more time. Sometimes it's another 9 hours on top of that, plus driving around to the site to where I need to be. I'm also a mother of 2 children. I'm married, and we run a household. It's a very busy life, and you know, I feel like, you know how everyone says there's those super moms out there? Like, I am able to say that I'm one of them and I own it. And if someone wants to judge and say, you know, you work too much, or you're a bad mom, or you're a bad wife, or, you know, whatever, like, none of those things even matter to me anymore, you know, because I'm confident in what I'm doing. Like, I know that I'm setting an example for my children. I know that because of my artwork, like, we've been able to survive through like the most difficult times. And I'm also grateful that I'm able to pass this art on to my children. My husband himself has seen me grow as an artist. I mean, I've known him for 18 years and he's seen my artwork develop from, you know, what minute scale it was at back then to what it is now. So those things, I don't know. I think just feeling the love from my family is the most important thing, and that gives me confidence to keep going.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I didn't even know you had a full-time job as an engineer. So, I mean, that's great that you're able to, you know, work a full-time job, then have this amazing career of henna artistry, have two kids on the while taking care of two kids and, you know, raising a family and everything. And it's great that, you know, you don't care what other moms think, because I mean, we see it on TV shows, right? There's a working mom and, you know, the moms at school look down on her because she's working and doesn't, you know, take care of her kids. And then on the other hand, you see, you know, the other way around, it's just like moms judging each other for what they're doing. And really, we just, we should all really just accept each other for what we're doing. I mean, there's some women who have to do what they do to keep going, right? I mean, like for it's all about focusing about your family and, you know, doing what you love, and it works for you. And that's all that matters.
And I mean, you just have to do what works for you at that time. Like, I've been a stay-at-home mom for 2.5 years when my kids were little, and I'll tell you right now, it's the hardest I've ever worked in my life. Being a stay-at-home mom is definitely not easy. But, you know, just to keep my sanity, I continued with my artwork, and I would take my little kids with me on my gigs because I was a mother first, and if they needed to be fed or changed or whatever, I was right there just to handle it. So I don't know. I mean, right now my kids, when you ask them what they want to be when they grow up, they have like multiple things in mind, because they'll say, I'm going to have two careers or three careers, and they go out on a whim, and it allows them to kind of, you know, not be so narrow-minded about one career. And that makes me proud, because I want them to just do what they love to do and explore other things if they want to. There shouldn't be a limit, you know?
I totally agree. I mean, sky's the limit. You can be whoever, you know, whatever roles you want to be, whatever hobbies or careers that you want to take. I mean, I've seen so many women out there have two or three successful careers that they run at the same time, and they make it work because they love it, right? And it's in line with what they want. So, you know, that's really great. And I'm glad your kids are out there, you know, dreaming big, which is amazing at such a young age. And Neha, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would take time to just meditate and really look inside, maybe even just journal all the little things that you think are bringing your confidence down. And then with each little thing that's bringing your confidence down, I would write down why it's bringing your confidence down. And then I would acknowledge each and every one of those things. And if they are a judgment that's coming from somewhere else, like if it's an outside person that tells you you're not good enough or not beautiful enough or not smart enough or not capable enough, just, you need to work on blocking all of those things out, first of all. So it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Secondly, if you look inside and you personally feel like you are not good enough, that is the reason someone else's judgment really affects you, right? So you need to work on that and say, I am good enough. You know, I do love myself. I do forgive myself for making myself feel this way. You know, thank yourself for being able to acknowledge that you're being so hard on yourself, and just start loving yourself. I mean, it's, you know, just start acknowledging these little judgments you have inside and work on them, and just know that you are worthy, you are strong, you are, you know, capable, you are smart. And everybody has those qualities in them. It's just about acknowledging those things and finding those things and owning it ultimately.
Those are great tips, and thanks for sharing that. You know, I totally agree with everything you mentioned, especially like, you know, looking from within versus like, you know, going out there and thinking of what other people think of you. Cause I mean, you are a reflection of what your thought, like the people who think bad about you is really like a reflection of your thoughts. So it's really learning to change that way of thinking. And like I said, it does take time if you have no clue what to do, but it gets easier and you start, you know, attracting the right things into your life. So love the tips that you mentioned. And Neha, if our listeners want to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or maybe want to get some cool henna art on them, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm on Instagram, and my handle is Neha Assar, NehaAssar. And you can also visit my website at nehaassar.com. And there's tons of different links on there to all my bridal work, to my customized work, to my celebrity work, my editorial work. There's a ton of stuff out there. So enjoy it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Neha, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Neha's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Neha for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Sheena. I really appreciate it.
not a problem. It was such an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners,
I'm honored to be here.
Always. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.